Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Good evening and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me just give you a little insight about me. I've been on AM 1160 for about 13 years. And I'll tell you right at the end on how to get in touch with me if you need me for anything. But mostly, as you'll see through when I give you that information, you'll see it's a lot of it's incorporated around the 1160 piece. So like my emails, my website, my phone number, things like that. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to briefly jump back to where we left off yesterday. We were talking about government guaranteed or government backed mortgages. And I ended up with, ending things up with FHA, but I did say I would speak about VA. So VA loans are for veterans. I actually just printed out a sheet that'll give you who is eligible for a VA loan. So I'm going to read this right off of a sheet because I want to get this information out to you so hopefully you fit one of these that you might not have realized, I think I do qualify for a VA loan. I won't take the assumption that you know this, but the VA's loans or mortgages are phenomenal. You can purchase or refinance your home at 100% of the home's value. So let's say you want to buy a house. I mean, the math is simple behind that, but let's just go through it. You want to buy a home, 100% financing. So you don't have to put down anything. You buy a $100,000 home, you have no down payment. So the biggest piece of this is there's no what they call PMI. PMI is a mortgage insurance premium that applies to loans when you normally do not put down 20% down on the home. So meaning you can finance 80% of the home's value. So VA does not have any monthly PMI. That could possibly save you $100 to $200 a month. That's huge. So let me read over what qualifies a person for a VA loan. Let's see. For a VA home loan purposes, a veteran is a person who has served on the active duty in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, and who was discharged or released from active duty under conditions other than dishonorable. In general, the following criteria apply. The minimum served requirement during wartime is 90 days of active duty. The minimum service required for a peacetime period is 181 days of continuous active duty. The veteran must have been discharged or released from active duty under other than dishonorable conditions. Veterans who served less than their minimum required period may be eligible if discharged because of service-connected disabilities. And I'm going to recap. I'm going to go back to some disabilities here in a second because there's some extra benefits. God bless you if you did get hurt or injured in war. There are some benefits for you even in the mortgage side of things. Members of the Reserve or National Guard who are not eligible for loan guarantee benefits are eligible upon completion of 6 years of service in the selected reserve. Or upon discharge from the reserves of the National Guard because of service-connected disabilities before completing 6 years. The unmarried surviving spouse of an eligible service member who died as a result of services connected injuries may also be eligible. So those are people eligible for a VA loan. So now let's say you said, okay, Dan, I fit one of those. Awesome. How do I qualify or what are the qualifications? So I'm going to go back and recap some of the things because they're very similar to the FHA guidelines that we went over yesterday. So minimum credit score is 580. there are exceptions that you can get down to 550. So if we have, you know, if you want to contact me, we pull your credit and it's a 570, I'm still going to try. I flip over every rock I can to see how I can help you. So that's your credit scores. You need to have some substance of credit. If you don't have any credit, so a lot of times people call and say, Dan, I don't have a credit score. Well, it's kind of odd that somebody doesn't have a credit score. So, you know, many times that person will say, I have no credit, never had any credit, you know, and this and that. So then we'll pull the credit and I'll be darn, there's credit there. There's some medical collections, there's this, there's that. In most cases, it's bad. But if you truly don't have any credit, so there's no credit score, there's nothing there, you can still get help. Okay. I'm going to go over bankruptcies, foreclosures. Those are also minimalized, meaning you could be 2 years out of a bankruptcy as well as 2 years out of a foreclosure. Okay. So let's recap things. You can have a 580 credit score, 2 years out of bankruptcy, 2 years out of foreclosure. You can get 100% financing to buy or refinance a home. And that refinance, you can pull out cash to pay off credit cards, car loans, student loans, anything you want. You can pull out cash just to, you know, fix up the house, to do some things that you want. Right now, we hit the bottom in home prices probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Now values are starting to go up. So if you took out a VA loan, you know, 5, 6 years ago, you probably have equity in your home if you're looking to do some things. Especially the one thing is, a lot of times people say, well, I don't, you know, I have this, you know, these credit cards, I have $20,000, $30,000 in credit cards, but I heard, you know, from some financial advisors or this and that, it's not a good idea to take a mortgage out to pay off credit cards. Now, do the math. So let's do it this way. I'm not looking to put you into more debt. I'm looking at how can you be a better steward of your monies? So we narrow it down. You have a $100,000 mortgage. You have $30,000 in credit cards. Those credit cards are tiered at one is an 18% interest rate, one's at 21, one's at 23, and one's at 28. You can get on a mortgage, you can get, and I'm just throwing this number out there. So it'll be I'll give you a range. You're going to get between a 4% and a 6% interest rate, probably in the middle there somewhere. What is better for you? Would you rather pay interest at an 18% rate, a 21% rate, up to 28%? Or would you rather pay an interest rate of 4, maybe 5, maybe 6? Also, let's throw another piece in this. The interest that you pay on the mortgage is tax deductible. So let's say, and it depends on the loan amount, but let's say you're paying a 5% interest rate on your mortgage. After you write off all of the interest that's paid on that mortgage, let's say your effective rate is 4.3. Even better. So now, do we pay off a credit card at 21% with a 4.3% loan? Makes sense. So then you're going to say, well, Dan, I'm throwing that in there, but now I'm going to pay on it for 30 years. No, let's not do it that way. Let's do it this way. Your house payment is $1,000. Your credit card bills of the $30,000, you're paying, and hopefully you're not just paying minimally a month, but let's say you're just paying a minimum a month of, you have four cards, and each one of those is $200. I'm just throwing a number out there. So we got four cards at $200 a piece, that's $800. So your mortgage payment is $1,000. Your credit cards are $800 a month on a $30,000 in balances. So that means your monthly expenditures on that is $1,800. Well, how about if we refinanced your mortgage and we put it on you have now 22 years remaining. Wonder if we looked at some numbers and said, okay, you're paying $1,800 a month. How much can we do, or how, if we back in the numbers, what time frame would you be able to, if you continue to pay $1,800 a month, could you pay off your house? You might be surprised. You might be able to pay it off in 15 years. Well, if you're making the minimum monthly payments on your credit cards, you're probably going to be in that for 12 to 15, 18 years anyways. So now we just converted all this debt into one piece. we're spending the same amount of money each month, but we're getting you out of debt potentially 6 years early. So those are things you can do. Or we go back and put you on a 30-year term. It frees up, you know, might free you up $600-$700 a month. Well, you got into the $30,000 in debt anyways. How? Because you didn't, your income isn't enough to support your lifestyle. So now if we go to a 30-year term, we just freed up $600 a month, put some in every month, put some in reserve, and then let's say, you know, put $300 a month in reserve and send in an extra $300 on that payment. Now you might drop that 30-year payment down to a 23-year payment. So we can restructure these things. So that's the benefit of a lot of this. So I didn't mean to go off on a tangent about that. But that's, you know, during the show, what I'm going to try to teach you is I'm going to give you all the ins and outs of mortgages. But let's also think of some financial counseling involved in this to give you, you know, hopefully I can help you become a good steward of your money. So back to VA loans. If you have a VA loan and you took it out years ago, it is also easy to refinance. So you're saying, Dan, I don't want to pull out any money. My rate's 6.5%. What can I do today? Again, a VA loan it's called to refinance it easily without an appraisal, income, without a lot of stuff, is called an IRL. Basically, we just take your current mortgage, we flip it into today's rates, rewrite the loan for you, and you're good to go. So thank you so much for listening to this section. When you come back, we're going to go over the new subprime programs. Don't turn off your dial, because this might fit if you're business yourself, you're an investor, have a lot of rental properties, you just had some, you know, glitches on your credit. These are going to be areas where it might be very helpful to you. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back.